Contestants of Femina Miss India Pageant 2003, get ready for the grand finale. India, within the last decade, has become a sure hit as far as beauty queens and beauty pageants are concerned. Since Madhu Sapre made the presence of the Indian beauty felt on the international circuit by clinching the runner-up position in 1992 in the Miss Universe contest, Indian beauties have not looked back, with one after the other crown coming India's way. Winning that final pageant has become many an aspiring beauty queen's dream, and months of preparations and years of hope are behind each girl's effort to win the crown. For the Indian girls, the contest means a lot, and for most it is a gateway to a lot of opportunities. It is for most a career move which could lead into the world of films and into Bollywood. But the concept of a beauty pageant has undergone a transformation since the first contest held in 1965. It is no longer just a pretty face that is the main criterion for the selection. The Miss India of today has not only got to be intelligent, confident, and have a class and finesse, but also got to retain the essence of her Indian heritage.
I think every year the girls are improving. Generally, the attitude has changed. A lot of girls, most of the girls do come from a lot of simple middle class families, and each one of them has a very clear agenda. Quite a few of them are studying. Quite a few of them want to still continue their studies after Miss India. Quite a few of them look at Miss India as a place where they'll get enough visibility to gain recognition as a model. You know, some of them just want to model. I think most of them are inspired by Sushmita Sen, and a lot of them want to have this, go through this amazing feeling of representing a country at the international pageants. So it's a lovely mixture of different kinds of ideas, different girls coming from different backgrounds.
She has to be a woman of substance who can match her counterparts across the globe.
It's what the people say. People should also understand that being intelligent, being a good person, and being a nice looking person, pleasing to the eye, is all a part of it. You know, so we also propagate the woman of substance. When we say the woman of substance, we're not obviously talking about just beauty, so that intellect obviously comes in there. With Femina, we've always said that we're talking about the woman of substance. So I don't know about other beauty pageants, but this one definitely propagates both.
More than 26 contestants will sashay down the ramp on January 31st in Mumbai before a panel of judges who will determine the most beautiful among them all. The contestants have been undergoing rigorous training and grooming sessions. Who will wear the coveted crown of Par Femina Miss India 2003? Who would be chosen as the epitome of beauty, talent and intellect? Only the finals that is eagerly awaited by these enthusiastic girls who have their fingers crossed will tell. Poonam Dagar, ANI.